Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Fishing for People the Jesus Way. The disciples asked Jesus to eat something, but he replied that he had food of which they knew nothing. As they wondered aloud what he meant, Jesus explained, and I read from John 4, 34 through 38, the New Living Translation. Then Jesus explained, "My nourishment comes from the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest, but I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike. You know the saying, one plants and another harvests, and it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work, and now you will get to gather the harvest." Principle, what are we waiting for? The disciples were asleep to the opportunities for sharing the gospel that were all around them. There is a joy that is associated with sharing the good news that leads and leading people to faith in Christ that is more satisfying than food. In another place, Jesus told his followers about this. Luke 15:7 reads, "In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away." Most of the church seems to find their satisfaction in hanging around other believers. If you're reading this article, I hope it is because you feel the pull to be an ambassador for Christ who ventures out of the comfort and safety of the local church to search out those who are open to the gospel. If you are, be encouraged by Jesus' words. Whether or not we are in the midst of an awakening, the harvest is ripe. There are people whom the Holy Spirit has prepared to hear and believe the good news. Being Christ's ambassador is perhaps the most satisfying occupation in the world. It was more important to our Lord than food. May the Spirit of God awaken us to the opportunities around us. May He give us the love and boldness to engage people. May He equip and inspire us to operate in the supernatural realm of the gifts of the Spirit. And may He give us success in effectively sharing the gospel. If all that happens, the only thing that remains is to disciple our converts to become just as we are, followers of Christ and fishers of men. I close by reading Matthew 4:19, and Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people."